You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a doctor's visit can feel complicated for anyone, but for a transgender or gender non-conforming person, it can be degrading and uncomfortable. We'll learn more about what the healthcare system could do to support all individuals from a Wisconsin doctor. First, have you ever stopped to think about how much you use Google, say, every day, or Apple or Amazon? It's probably not surprising to hear that these big technology companies have a pretty big reach, but our next guest says it's actually a lot bigger than you might think. Kashmir Hill is a reporter and deputy editor for special projects at Gizmodo Media. She recently tried cutting the five big technology companies out of her life: Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook. Kashmir, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, my pleasure.
What led you, as a technology reporter, to try to cut these key technology companies one at a time out of your life?
Well, these companies have been getting a lot of criticism lately for a variety of things, but maybe being too powerful, having bad labor practices, being privacy invasive, you know, spreading disinformation, misinformation. And sometimes critics are told, okay, well, if you don't like the company, just stop using their products. And so I wanted to do this experiment to find out if that was possible. And I found out that it's not.
Right. And it is harder than it sounds. And let's take Amazon as one example, because it sounds like easy. Okay, if you shop at Amazon, you just stop shopping at Amazon for that week. Easy peasy. But what you discovered was that our lives intersect with Amazon in many unexpected ways.
Right. I didn't want to just boycott their products. I didn't want to just like stay out of Whole Foods and not order from Amazon.com. I wanted to actually really prevent myself from interacting with Amazon in any way. So I worked with a technologist who built a virtual private network, or VPN for me, that actually blocked any of my devices from communicating with Amazon servers. And so it wasn't Amazon.com that was hard to avoid, or Twitch.com, or Whole Foods, or the things that we know that they own. It was hard to avoid Amazon Web Services, or AWS, which is, a lot of people don't know about it, but it is like the backbone of the web. They do web hosting for really the majority of websites and apps, and it's actually the most profitable part of Amazon. They make more money off of that than their retail business.
And you found that even if you try to use things you think of as rivals to Amazon, or in some cases, government information services, you were encountering Amazon.
Right. Yeah. During the week that I was blocking Amazon, there was basically no options for digital entertainment. All of the video streaming sites, including Netflix, which is a competitor of Amazon, they didn't work because they all rely on AWS for hosting.
Was, of the five you cut out, again, one at a time, and then you did them all at once, we'll get to that in a bit, but was there one that felt like, okay, this is having a personal impact on you the most?
Like every company, there was something very challenging about blocking it. You know, personally, it was a little hard for me with Apple, just because I'm so kind of addicted to Apple products, and it's pretty hard to get out of their walled garden. And then, I mean, Facebook, I thought it would be a nice break from social media, but I really did lose the ability to kind of mass communicate with my community. And, you know, I missed that one of my closest friends had a baby until, you know, days later when I got back on Facebook and I contacted her and said, you know, congratulations, I'm so sorry I'm late here, I didn't know you had your daughter. And she said, oh, well, I just assume if I put something on Facebook, everyone's going to see it. So yeah, there were different challenges to each. Google was hard because once I blocked Google, it's one, slowed down the entire internet for me, because so many websites rely on resources for Google, and Google is just an absolute behemoth when it comes to maps. So there were a lot of services that didn't work. I couldn't use Uber or Lyft to get around because I couldn't enter my destination without accessing Google Maps.
Talking to Kashmir Hill with Gizmodo Media, talking about her experiment cutting the five big technology companies out of her life one at a time: Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, and then the big finish, all of them at the same time. Kashmir, we don't always say Microsoft in the same breath as all these other companies. You write in part that was because of antitrust action against them some years ago, but we intersect with Microsoft invisibly a lot, even if we don't think of ourselves as really online connected people, you discovered.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Microsoft used to be kind of like a big technology supervillain because it was so dominant when computers were first being created. It was the operating system on like all the computers, and it was forcing them to, you know, offer Internet Explorer for free, and the government kind of smashed them down and went after them for violating antitrust. And it led to the birth of these companies that are now dominant, like, you know, Google and Facebook and Amazon. And so I thought, oh, it'll be easy to avoid Microsoft. And it was as a consumer. I use Skype and LinkedIn quite a bit, which they own, but I was able to avoid them for a week. What was harder was to avoid Microsoft in the real world, because it still does have a place of dominance in the services that businesses use and the services that governments use. So when I went to use the public transportation here, the BART, which is our subway, you know, I noticed that there's Windows error messages on the machines in the system because they're still using Windows. So yeah, I mean, you might say that the technology is a bit dated, but it is still around.
So you did these one at a time, but then you wrapped it up trying going out without all of these five. And you are a person on the spectrum of being connected to online and internet stuff. You're pretty connected. What was it like to go without all the services of these five companies for a week?
There were some big challenges. One of the hardest things was that was finding a phone that I could use, because Apple and Google have basically a duopoly in the smartphone market. And so I couldn't find a phone that was commercially available, a smartphone that was commercially available that I could use. So I had to go back to using a dumb phone, a Nokia 3310 that, you know, has T9 texting. It just has like 12 buttons and you use the number buttons to text. And so I was basically just using it for calling and texting. I mean, I couldn't use a lot of the web. The camera on my Nokia was terrible. So I had this point and shoot digital camera from Canon, but then I was like, why should I take photos? Where am I going to share them? So it was just a week in which I did a lot of communicating by phone calls just because texting was so annoying. And I kind of didn't go anywhere I wasn't super familiar with, because I didn't have access to mapping apps. So it was kind of like a quiet week where I spent a lot of time, you know, with my people I know, with my daughter, with my husband. And it was kind of nice in a way to get away from the technology, but it's hard to be a normal person in the world who needs to be connected when you're trying to block the tech giants.
And did you feel a takeaway in terms of how powerful these five companies are, how huge their reach is into so many different parts of our lives?
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible the degree to which these companies are just fundamental to the infrastructure of the internet, of the web, but also of just commerce now in the United States. You know, I was trying to avoid Amazon, and so I ordered a package from their competitor, eBay. And when it came in the mail a couple of days later, it was in an Amazon yellow package with like the smiley arrow. And it's because the eBay seller uses fulfillment by Amazon. They keep their product in an Amazon warehouse and they rely on Amazon to ship it. So I just got this sense of how much these companies have grown and entered different markets. And I mean, really dominate them to a great extent where you just can't avoid them. And I think it raises questions about how powerful they're getting and what they could do with that power and that data that they're collecting, and whether regulators should be looking more closely at them like they did at Microsoft in the 1990s.
Kashmir, thanks a lot for joining us and sharing this experiment with us.
Thank you.
Kashmir Hill is a reporter and deputy editor for special projects at Gizmodo Media Group. She was with us to talk about her experience banning the five big technology companies from her life. Coming up, for patients identifying as LGBTQ, going to a doctor's visit can be scary. We'll talk with a doctor who specializes in treating LGBTQ patients about how our healthcare system could be more inclusive. Stay with us here on Central Time.